Welcome to Ask the CIO, sponsored by Oracle and DLT Solutions on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com. Now, here's your host, Jason Miller.
My guest is Ed Leonard, the Washington, D.C. Fire and EMS Agency Chief Information Officer. Ed, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So this is a little different for me. Usually I have federal chief information officers on my show, but you're the first state and local representative of that group. We thought we'd try something a little different. I think because of your proximity in the Washington, D.C. area, the fact is that you do on occasion work with the federal government and other maybe agencies within the government. It would be interesting to see what you do and the technology priorities you have. But let's start at the beginning of the conversation. I always like to ask new CIOs on my program, what is their role within their agency? What is their agency's mission? Give us a little bit of background about you and your agency's mission.
Our mission statement is to preserve life and promote the health and safety through excellent pre-hospital treatment and transportation, fire prevention, fire suppression, and rescue activities, as well as homeland security awareness. So I feel that I have two major support roles in the agency. That's helping our agency respond to an emergency and helping the public in an emergency. And this ranges anywhere from linking databases for tracking tests of our air tanks and breathing apparatus, or to something as specialized as creating a mobile app that has verbal CPR instructions and directions to safely exit the city in a large-scale emergency.
Interesting. So as a CIO, you also have to worry about the back-end infrastructure as well. As you know, you give kind of two interesting examples, both mission-related, one internal mission, if you will, with the testing of the tracking air tanks and breathing apparatus, and maybe an external mission to kind of work with the citizens, but you also have that back-end side of the CIO role as well, I would imagine.
Yes, correct. Yeah, often I feel like that we are at the end of the workflow process because it's fire suppression as well as EMS. So our people are busy saving lives, putting out fires, and then there comes in the compliance part. You have to fill out your report. You have to do things with a tablet. You have to do things with your cell phone or a radio. That's where we come in.
And from a perspective of being in the D.C. area, I imagine that the technology, the implementation of the technology, talk a little bit about how your kind of perspective is, because it's different than any other city in probably the world.
Yeah, I often feel like we are part of an example. Because we are in D.C., we have a lot of the federal agencies here. I think that we are held to a standard that maybe smaller towns and cities aren't necessarily held to. This brings to mind an event that we just had, a parade in which we had a man down, and there was we were watching a video from it, and there was at least five other federal agencies that we were interacting with to help get that person to the hospital. And I think our geography contributes to that.
And when it comes to technology, does that also contribute to that? Like, for instance, I know you don't necessarily deal with helicopters and airplanes and such, but D.C.'s known not to have a no-fly zone, for instance, over the center of D.C. for most commercial aircraft. Does the technology side also have something, if you will, similar to that?
I think in trying to do collaboration with federal agencies, I see a lot of that in my day-to-day work. There's things specific to D.C., such as making sure the water is secure and having GIS data layers for that kind of stuff, working with Metro to make sure that in a large-scale event we can see their cameras, that kind of stuff. Those are the kind of things that we work with.
So you bring up Metro, we could probably have a whole conversation about Metro, but we won't, right? We will save that for the people who have to deal with it every day. It's interesting when you look at your background a little bit, talk about how you became the CIO of the DC Fire and EMS Agency. How long have you been there? And tell us a little bit about yourself. Where else have you worked in and out of government?
I've worked with DC government 12 years now. I first came in as an IT project manager, and I had very little IT experience. I think in my entire career, I've had very strong project management roles, and I think that's what got me the job in D.C. government. And I remember the interview with my boss. He said, the IT will come. What we need is someone with strong project management experience. And at the time, I didn't believe him, but it turns out I picked up IT pretty quickly. And I think the project management is definitely something that helps along the way. So I spent a few years with Fire and EMS, I think about 4.5 years, and then I jumped over to Parks and Rec. And Parks and Rec can be similar to the show Parks and Rec. There were days where it felt like that, but it was definitely interesting because there's a lot of rec centers in the city that people aren't necessarily aware how much offering as far as indoor pools or, lunch programs at Parks and Rec does. So then I came back to Fire and EMS, and I've been back here for about 5 years. I have worked in both private, public, and nonprofit sectors, And I think the experience of all three is what has helped me in this position.
Now, from your perspective of being a CIO, you said, you know, you didn't really have a lot of IT experience. The one question whenever I hear that from a CIO is, are you now your family's help desk? Do they call up, you know, Uncle Ed, Cousin Ed, Dad Ed to say, hey, my iPhone's not working, my computer crashed?
Yeah, you know, I'm a terrible son because I told my mother she can no longer get support from me.
Well, it's probably better that way. You know, you got to keep the relationship for the long haul.
Yeah.
The fact is that you landed here as a CIO. I mean, is it what you expected? I mean, are you more in the operational side? Are you more in the strategic side as you kind of look at your day in and day out work?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think I sort of made my own way on the strategic side. Everyone here knows that I am paper adverse, and I've done everything I can to get rid of every paper process possible. And that was sort of on, I think, of my own volition. As far as the operational side, there are definitely, I'd say it's about 50-50, because there's times when people come to me and say, you know, we need to upgrade your IT on the command bus, or we need to upgrade in our fire operations center the televisions. So it's a little bit of both.
Do you prefer one over the other? I mean, have you become an IT person? Have you become that person who says, I really do enjoy understanding how the bits and the bytes work?
It depends on the day. There are definitely days where I wish someone would just tell me what direction they want us to go in, but then there are other days where I think maybe that's not the best direction and that it'll end up coming back to haunt us later.
It's always interesting because a lot of CIOs will start kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum as you, where I was a programmer, I worked on mainframes, or I was some kind of software developer, and then I became a manager, versus then I talk to others who start as a manager and then learn the IT. It's always interesting to see the different perspectives. I would probably agree with your initial boss who hired you saying IT will come, strong project management is really the most important thing. Do you find that now that is really where the bulk of your, if you will, skills are coming into use?
Absolutely. I think some of the main requirements or main concepts between project management is budget, schedule, requirements, implementation, testing, and acceptance. And that's pretty much that lends itself great to any IT project. And in fact, missing one of those is what's going to mess up an IT project.
Now you bring up budget, so let's jump there. A lot of people probably aren't familiar with how the DC government works. So let's talk about the makeup of your office. Do you have DC government employees? Do you have contractors? And can you talk a little bit about your IT budget for 2016? How much?
So we have 10 FTEs here. Our environment is really unique because we don't have any programmers. We don't have DBAs. We don't have people who manage servers. I guess I sort of mimicked my own experience when I first got here, and we have mostly program analysts or project managers. We have two GIS analysts and a telecom person, as well as a data compliance person. We do work with contractors for things like APIs or specialized programming. But here in D.C., we have a main agency that's called the Office of the Chief Technology Officer. And we get a lot of our services from them, as well as every other D.C. agency. Things like our networking, our telecom, server management, ad hoc assistance, we get to sort of lean on them a lot for that sort of stuff. As far as our budget for this year, I've definitely seen some growth in the budget. I think in previous years, it was tough to get things done with the budget that we've had, but right now we're about $5 million.
Interesting. I think that what you described there was really the shared services concept, where you are taking commodity IT and getting it through the office of the CTO versus trying to do it yourselves. Do I read that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm seeing that as a bigger push in the federal market as well, where they're trying to say, okay, what does everyone use? Well, telecom. Okay, let's just get it from a central place instead of everyone doing their own thing. Ed, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we can talk a little bit about your relationship with the federal government. My guest is Ed Leonard, the Washington, D.C. Fire and EMS Agency Chief Information Officer. I'm your host, Jason Miller.
You're listening to Ask the CIO, sponsored by Oracle and DLT Solutions on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.